The city of Parkersburg posted signs around town asking the public not to give to panhandlers. But some people still do. And some panhandlers say the signs aren't just ineffective, they're insulting, even defamatory. Dave Mistich spoke with one panhandler who says he's not a drunk or a drug addict. He says he just needs some help.
On Sundays, you're likely to find Charles Kelly perched on a stool at the intersection in front of the Walmart in South Parkersburg. He's wearing headphones, and there's a sign pinned to a backpack in front of him that reads, "Disabled veteran, please help. God bless you."
The main reason I actually started panhandling 2 years ago was basically this right here. You see what it says there? Disconnect notice.
Kelly is showing me a notice from the electric company. He served in Japan during the Vietnam War. He receives benefits, but still, he says it's not enough.
See, I get $1,055 a month. Out of that comes rent, electric, food. I get $16 in food stamps. How's a person to live on $16 worth of food? That's impossible.
Kelly says he can't work because he injured his hip while he was in the service. Within 20 feet of him is another sign on a metal pole sticking out of the ground, right in that same median where he sits.
Yeah, the sign up in front says, "Do not contribute to the drug or alcohol problems by giving to panhandler." But I have a sign right down here. It says, 100% drug and alcohol free, and I have proof.
Kelly pulls out a laminated piece of paper from his backpack and starts reading from it.
Here is the alcohol testing form, and there are the results. See right here? 0.000 alcohol level.
Where did you get that test taken?
I got it taken at Marietta Memorial Hospital. And then here is the drug test. You see here, drugs of abuse screen, amphetamines negative. MDMA, negative. Barbiturates, negative.
Kelly took a drug test after he became part of a lawsuit against a Parkersburg panhandling ordinance. Negative. Until recently, the city prohibited panhandling in some areas, and Kelly got a ticket for $137. The ACLU took up his case. Here's Jennifer Meinig, the organization's executive director.
The city had an ordinance which required individuals to get a permit. The city only gave those permits to organizations and not individuals who were panhandling on behalf of themselves, even if they sought one. And individuals were essentially just being prosecuted for their First Amendment right to free speech, asking for money in public areas.
In early October, the city posted signs asking the public not to give to panhandlers and then repealed the ordinance. Just 2 weeks later, the city passed a different ordinance, one outlawing what they deem aggressive solicitations. Mayor Robert Newell says it's a matter of public safety.
You know, these people up here are so stupid that when light's green, they will stop and dig through the purse, backing up traffic to the Memorial Bridge to give them a buck, to give some guy who's whacked out, half laying in the grass, a dollar. So we thought, well, maybe we can educate the public with these signs. Because people really do believe that they're helping, and they're not.
Mayor Newell says there's better ways of helping the poor. He also says the problem panhandlers are not homeless people.
Some of them even drive to the location. I mean, they're not homeless at all. You can fall into their houses. We know where they live. They are doing this purely for alcohol and drugs and everything else, but certainly alcohol, because at the end of the Memorial Bridge, you can watch them any night of the week. When they're done for the day, they walk across to a drugstore that sells alcohol, buy alcohol, and then they walk home. And that's common.
But the ACLU says not all panhandlers are addicts, and it's defamatory to claim they are. Charles Kelly says it's certainly not true in his case, and he says he's not an aggressive panhandler. While Kelly and I talked, he spent about 25 minutes perched on his stool. He didn't approach anyone or knock on windows of cars. Cars stop at the stoplight, and many people glare over at him. But a few passersby hand Kelly some sort of groceries, like a bag of pepperoni rolls from the Walmart deli. James Workman of nearby Rockport rolls down his window and hands Kelly a few dollar bills.
Thank you. Have
hey, man,
a good day.
Will you talk to me really quickly? I'm a reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. What's your name?
James Workman.
James Workman, are you from Parkersburg here?
Rockport.
Rockport. You just gave this man how much money?
I don't know, like a couple bucks.
And right here's a sign, you know. What do you think about the signs?
I don't like them. I mean, some people need to help and some people don't. You know, sure, some people might take advantage of it, but if they need to help, they need to help.
Yeah. And you think it's-
Kelly believes he has a right to do what he's doing.
It's just like, you look here, Burger King sign up there. That's basically advertising, just like my sign. Walmart, Bob Evans, Lowe's, all advertising. I'm advertising. I'm advertising my situation. They're advertising their businesses. Basically, that's all it is. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Kelly says the sign he's sitting under hasn't reduced the amount of money he gets from passersby. The ACLU hasn't made a decision yet about whether or not to challenge the signs in court. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Parkersburg.